calendar, the administration committee meeting for Wednesday, August 7th, 6 o'clock. Alderman Solon, Alderman Verulis, Alderman Trevis here, and myself present in the room. We also have Administrator Bart Olson, Administrator Rob, and we have Aaron, actually remote, and our minute taker, Marcus. We have no one in the room for citizens' comments, and apparently nobody online for citizens' comments. We have minutes for correction for May 18th, 2022. Any comments?
Nope.
Take them approved as presented. New business, admin 2021-28, budget report for May through July 22.
Your PDF page 78 contains really all 3 months of the reports condensed into one. That's where it starts. So that's everything through July 31st, 2022. The one thing on sales tax I wanted to notice or to note is the June 2022 column that reads about $376,000. That one was actually slightly down from the year prior, so that is the first decrease we've seen in a number of years. I think it was like 2%, right about there. And we think that we are chalking that up towards some sort of business reporting issue or something, because the next 2 months we're back on track in the 5 to 10% range. So 1 month that's off column that you'll see next month, I believe it was our highest month ever, reflected, I think it was June consumer sales, if I remember correctly. So usually we have two peaks, one in June, so summer season, people are buying a lot of building supplies, etc. And then the other one is Christmas time, and so our peaks are still going up, which is very good, obviously. So of note, the non-home rule sales tax one is the one that's going up 5 to 10%. The regular sales tax is between 0 and 5% for these couple months, which we expect. Pandemic has been over now for a few months, so we're starting to see that kind of show up in sales tax data, just with people buying differently and leaving town, etc. So so hopefully we've hit a plateau where we'll have normal growth here going forward, and we'll see what happens. But all the rest of the revenues are generally in line with kind of what we had expected. Wanted to point out building permits, which are, I think, a little bit down year over year compared to last year at this time, just because we've been issuing less permits. I would expect that to change at some point here in the next several months, as we have a lot of backlog of new projects getting ready to start. We've heard that there's probably 100 plus townhomes on Kendall Marketplace that are going to hit, a lot of people doing entitlements. And then additionally, the Bright Farms project, obviously, when they come in for a building permit, that in and of itself will probably be $100,000 or $200,000 in a building permit fee, and we have not waived that. So that has the ability, obviously, to drive revenues pretty substantially. Other than that, that's all I had. If anybody has any questions, happy to answer them.
Question on any of the reports there? All right. Those reports those are informational.
Yep.
Next item is Treasurer's reports for July as well.
Treasurer's report for the month ending May 31st, 2022. Year-to-date revenues of $2,870,769. Year-to-date expenses of $2,237,933. For the month ending June 30th, 2022, year-to-date revenues of $9,029,215. Year-to-date expenses of $5,445,405, and for the month ending July 31st, 2022, year-to-date revenues of $11,618,445, year-to-date expenses of $9,008,511. And starting next month, you'll see the beginning fund balance, which is last year's FY22 ending fund balance, that'll reappear on this report, along with the projected fund balance as well. So just to give you something to look forward to.
All right. Questions, comments on the Treasurer's report? All right, those we move on to Council under Consent Agenda. Number three, Admin 2022-30, Cash Statements for April of 2022.
So this is April, which is the last month of fiscal year 2022. We have about $25 million in the bank, which, you know, last several years, that numbers continue to increase, which is certainly a good thing. And on the second page, you have a list of our investments, comprised of certificates of deposits, just below 250, so we stand at the FDIC limit. And we also have some treasury notes as well, which we, as I explained last meeting, we're laddering out in 6 month increments over a 3 year period, just trying to get a little more yield thing for our investment side. So
we're getting more out of that than our CDs.
Yeah.
Longer.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
But the good news is rates are going up, so we can probably not go out quite as far in the future, but back when we're getting, you know, 5 to 15 basis points, it was kind of my thought to go out in a 3 year ladder just so we can kind of get a little bit more yield.
Mm-hmm. But as long as we're still very solid on our reserves and our fund balance, I don't see an issue with keeping it in the long term for 3 years. So. Any questions or comments on cash savings? That one is information for us as well. Admin 2022-31, website report for May through July 2022. Erin?
Yeah, I'm going to focus on July because it does give a recap of the previous months on there. As you can see, we are seeing a downward trend on our website hits, but an upward trend on our social media hits. So if people are going for those quick bites on where and when the events are and who and what they can contact if something is going on. So we will keep trying to focus on our social media platforms to keep those as up to date as possible. We are due for a website refresh this fall, so I reached out to Civic Plus, who is our website provider, and we are embarking on that. It's really just a facelift. The information will stay the same, but we do have an opportunity to make it a better looking site so that we keep up with the times. But if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions or comments on the website reports? All right, thank you. Information as well. Item admin 2022-32, request for proposals, copier, equipment, and related services.
Well, as you may recall, last August, about the same time we went off our RFP, we decided to reject all the bids just due to the uncertainty surrounding us moving into the new City Hall, and we decided to go month to month with our existing contract with Impact. Now that we have more of a firm date as to when we will move into City Hall, right now it's looking sometime in November, I'm proposing that we go out for RFP now for 10 new copiers, so there'll be 8 at the new building, 1 at Public Works, and 1 at the Park Building, so that we can get rid of our old copiers, get new copiers in, so we'll see RFP on a 36, 48, and 60-month basis, and you know, see what the results are. So assuming approval tonight, assuming the council approves it on the 23rd, I'll send the RFP out to all the known bidders from last year's bid, put it in the local paper, probably the Beacon News or something like that. Have the bid close on Friday, September 23rd, at the end of business, and then make a recommendation at the October end of the meeting on the 19th for your consideration. So, any questions? Or you know, happy to answer.
We've seen this before. Just going through again. Any questions? All right.
All the old copiers said that are trading value or?
Oh, they're lease.
They're lease. Okay. Yeah. Because I was going to ask, it's a
right.
Contract.
Yep.
Okay. The new ones are going to be leased as well?
Correct.
All right, that will send to City Council. Consent agenda fine. All right. Next item, we have heading 2022-33, ordinance authorizing Fifth Amendment to the annual budget. This is for downtown TIF number 2.
So I'm happy to report that for the fiscal year ended 2022, all the major operating funds were all in your budget, so general fund, water, park and rent, library, et cetera, et cetera. The lone exception is the downtown TIF, which is fund number 89. It's going to be over on the expenditure side by around $7,000 just due to the timing of some development incentives that we entered into with KCJ Restoration back in 2019 pertaining to the old jail building. So I'm just asking that we amend the budget so that we can avoid a lot of comments. We have attached an exhibit from 2012, which is the last time we got an item comment for a global budget. So I'm asking that we amend the budget to account for this unanticipated developer incentive that hopefully that'll resolve any audit issues that the auditors might have with the budget.
Just to clarify, too, we did not budget for the revenues either. We basically punted on the total in and out, and so we're modifying it so the expenditures are within budget.
Correct, and actually we did much better than we initially anticipated on property tax and the downtown TIF fund. We anticipated about $45,000, came closer to $75,000.
Wow.
So we're actually almost in break even with the downtown TIF. We have a slight negative fund balance projected. This is unaudited, but I don't think it's going to change. At the end of FY 22, I think it's negative $6,200. So
yeah. That's TIF 2.
Yeah.
That was $56,000 off on this one.
Yep.
With all the issues that have come up on that project and their delays and everything else, that does pretty good. Any questions on the amendment? This is pretty straightforward. It helps us in the long term with our audit. So, good recommendation.
The other TIFs seem to be doing better too.
I'm going to say yes and no. One of them yes, one of them no. Right?
Countryside, I think, had a slight surplus of $50,000. I mean, it was over $1 million in red. And so it helps. I mean, it's moving in the right direction. Yeah. Downtown TIF, that had a negative deficit for FY 22. But, we'll have to see in the long run how those shape out. But they're still both, $1 million in the red.
Yeah.
And then, I was going to say that TIF has a lot of projects and a lot of scope that's either been authorized or is planned. So
yep.
There is a lot of obligations.
Yep. So my color comment there was going to be that Countryside is actually worse off in the long run than it has been in the past few years because of the reassessments that have occurred and lack of development of the banquet facility. So it might be marginally better this budget year, but over the whole, like we had talked about this a few years ago, it's being solved. It's going to be an issue. It would be up, a right side up by the end of the TIF. And now, we're staring at deficits, years into the future that we're going to have to either write off or, do something else with the TIF long term. So,
is anybody other than the theater calling for a reevaluation on their assessments?
That was the major one. I want to say that there was one other one. I don't think it was Holiday Inn. It doesn't ring a bell to you. Okay. So a few smaller ones. But that was the big one then, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or comments on the amendments? Any preference on consent or standard? I'd recommend consent. All right. New business 7, admin 2022-34, elected official travel expense authorization for fiscal year 2023.
Aaron's put together the memo. This is something we do every year, doing a little bit later than we usually do, just because the budget months got away from us. But it's all the standard conferences and everything that we've done for each person in the past. Again, just as a reminder, it's an upper end limit. So we've got it estimated, I think, tens of thousands of dollars for IML. But when half of you go, it's much less than that. So all this does is authorize the expenditure overall. Yep, so this is just clarifying the actual salary ranges and steps that some employees are in, if they're non-union and hourly, and then gives us salary ranges for salaried employees, such that if we need to post, it's easily understood by everybody the general range of what that career progression will be. And just as a note with postings, sometimes we post a little bit of the range, sometimes we post the whole range, sometimes we don't post the range, but it just helps us to be able to say, yes, you guys have seen this, CPI last year was 2.5% or whatever it ends up being, so we've shifted all the range that much so that we don't fall out of market rates externally. So that's all we're trying to do. And this, ideally, I'm going to try to make this part of the budget process. So when you see the budget memo and it says, 3-4%, 2%, whatever CPI is, we'll basically bake this in as an exhibit so you can see on May 1 how these salary ranges are going to shift.
Any questions on the
key to it?
A key.
Okay.
So obviously the steps are not even who you're working with, but I've done this long enough. I know what each of the different lines are on here, and the percentage change. But obviously you've got your, take the administrative assistant, step one, 49,493, and then you got the 23,794. I know what those are. If you've never looked at this before, if you're looking at what is it? What
oh, you mean like annual dollars versus hourly? Yeah, okay.
What are we looking
understood.
At?
Yeah, we can even update that prior to.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll take care of that stuff, bro.
Yeah, since we do post these, it would be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen enough of these over the years.
Yeah. The actual like benefits, payroll benefits chart that we're required to post under Illinois law that's on our transparency page does differentiate all of that. It gives employee name, title, hourly wage, longevity, which health care plan they're in, all that is there. So there's different ways to look at it if that's what you're looking for, but understood on the point.
Okay, Sam, yeah, this form if we're doing it. On that transparency page, do we know the steps or no?
We
do
not. No, we don't cross-reference that within it. Could be something we could add next year because it would actually help me out when I'm doing my wage discussions every year. So, yep.
Yeah, that'd be helpful to see the different steps because that does give an idea not only longevity but it also
yep.
an idea of why we're okay. Any other questions on the salary range adjustments? Would you like that done on consent or on standard? Consent it is. The mayor's going to love it. I have nothing to say when we go to council.
Well, they're pretty controversial.
Any old business? None? Any additional business? Anyone bring
No, I'm not dressed appropriately, so I'll do
very good. Very good. We can adjourn at 6:17.
Great. Thank you.